It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business. Well, every week, you know, radio is also about suspense, but I have to let the audience know, what's tonight's topic? What an incredible topic. What an important topic. Scale versus growth. And I'm joined by a friend and a mentor, and actually someone, just so full disclosure, Bottom Line has benefited from this star, superstar, Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery, Training Mastery 3. Just to tease you about tonight's show, how to double the size of your business in 12 months and still be fulfilled. And it's based on asking yourself a couple of key, important questions. How do you grow your business without doubling the size of your problems? Everyone wants to know how to do that, all right? Do you want more revenue or do you want more profits? Hold on to your seat. Ted Miller III is going to rock you. But just a couple of important opening notes about the show. A special thank you to our great listenership. Yes, the new jingle we have in the front is a great reminder. We're entering now 2023. We've been on the airwaves here now 8 years running. And we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. We just recently came in number 4. That's pretty good considering that New York was pretty competitive here in the NFL season, and with NBA and the NFL and the baseball season and hockey season, NHL, with everything going on here. So to come in number 4 is a pretty big deal. And it's because we have incredible guests. Beth Comstock, the former vice chair at GE. Joe Hart, we just had him on a couple of weeks ago. The president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie Services, 400 of the Fortune 500 companies, we had him on the show. And hundreds of other incredible guests, CEOs, CMOs, C-level executives. And the shows that are usually recorded by video, they're up on our popular YouTube channel, on YouTube. Mind Your Business, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube. Just a quick shout out to our incredible team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. They make it happen. A show like this doesn't happen by itself. How do we get someone like a Ted Miller onto the show? I mean, Michal, we have to get a superstar. All right, so we have Michal, Srilli, Bracha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki, Moshe Chaim, Leah. I didn't even read off the whole team, but definitely listed the key people that make it happen. A couple other quick thank yous at 710 WOR. Darren, Peter, Robert, thank you. Zev Brenner, thank you for the shout out before we go on. And of course, a special thank you to all the feedback we get from the people that follow us on Business Class. We're reaching 30,000 people that we touch every single day with those little clips. Tonight's show is, oh man, are we going to have clips? Without further ado, Ted Miller III. For 2 decades, he has been helping small businesses and large ones as well, but small businesses as double their size in 12 months. Ted has worked with and advised more than 25,000 entrepreneurs in 24 different countries. And he's worked with some of the big stars that are no surprise to our listeners here, Tony Robbins and Chet Holmes. So, listen, you want a strategy to develop your business, to have it, to double it in the next 12 months, tonight's show is for you. Stay tuned, and in case you have to step out, don't. But just in case you have to, this will go up on our popular YouTube channel in short order. And everyone who subscribed, by the way, on 710 WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube, you are automatically notified when the episode goes live. Without further ado, Ted Miller III, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you so much for having me, and congratulations, top 4 out of New York. That's not a small feat. So you guys are doing great work. The entrepreneurs and business owners of the world, I really appreciate us. Keep it up.
Thank you. Let's jump right in. Again, first of all, that's a tall order. To double a business in 12 months, sure. I'm sure you must get that question all the time. Well, how do you make such a bold commitment?
It's a bold commitment we've been making for quite some time. In fact, we did it because it was so audacious. People would call and say, no, we can't.
You're a liar.
And then we get a chance to prove it to them. But not everyone needs it. You got to know what you want, right? You know, That's what I was alluding to. And I appreciate you said, you know, double size your company, but not losing your personal fulfillment. How do you do this so you can build what you really want? And so if you can first get clear on what you want, well, we're going to help you get you there a little quicker, faster, and easier. And we'll cover some of that today on the show.
Amazing. Now, education-based marketing, that's kind of been the rage. And for the Chet Holmes fans out there, of course, a couple of chapters in his book. Yeah, there we go. And I have my autographed copy by Amanda. Yep.
Yes.
Now, how?
Late partner, friend, you know, we did $100 million in business coaching consulting together.
You know, can you talk about that? 250,000 people. Talk about that. Talk about your work with Chet and even go back. And by the way, and I've, you know, from our work together, you've been very transparent in a fascinating way. You just talk about your humble beginnings. Maybe you could even share that with the audience.
Well, I mean, that's how this started. I mean, I didn't know that guy from Adam. But I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and successful. And most of the entrepreneurs who are successful were in Silicon Valley. So I'm in that small town called Chicago. And I'm like, well, this isn't big enough for me. I got to go where everyone else is crushing it. So I left Chi-Town and I hit the coast. And well, anyhow, I hit the most revenue I ever had in my year. It was $2.2 million. I'd never done that. So when you're young, you kind of do crazy things and you call yourself a millionaire because your company is doing a million. But I wasn't making any money. I thought revenue meant profitability. It's off. I was sleeping in a Dodge Ram quad cab pickup truck. I had a, actually, I can show you. Right here. I was listening to this all day and all night. Wow. Like you got nothing else to do in a truck. You know, there was no smartphones back then. And I'm listening to this cassette, Tony Robbins interviewing Jay Abraham, and I listen to it again. And I'm surprised the tape hasn't broken. What? I listened to it so much. And so it convinced me that I needed to hire Jay to help me just grow my business.
Right.
I was struggling. I needed to make profits, not just revenue. And so I robbed Peter to pay Paul. I mean, obviously I'm sleeping in a truck. I can't afford that. But, you know, I get a little creative and make it happen. And halfway through it, it's not working. I mean, this man is really brilliant. He's seen the same thing seven different ways. And I got on the phone and all my insecurities were there. All my frustrations. We made it out of a tough side of town, you know, the ghetto. And my father moved us out of that. And, you know, I had all this angst and I wanted to make it big. And all I did was make big revenue and poor profits. And I was frustrated. And now I spent all this money I didn't have. And it's not working. And I confront Jay on it. And he was a really classy guy, really nice man. He goes, you know, Ted, I get it. I'm ADD like you. I've had the problems you've had. It's not my proven strategies and tactics. I was like, well, that's what I thought I was paying for. He goes, well, it's in your implementation execution. He goes, I struggle with it, but I made $10 million in the Abraham Group thanks to Chet Holmes. Let me introduce you to him. That was a great way for him to fire me as a client and pass me to Chet, but that's what I needed. And Chet was great. And it worked. I used his intellectual property for 2 years at learn.com. We're crushing it. Doubled sales 2 years in a row there. I was really excited to be a part of that team. I wanted to be partners with Scottie Pippen. I was a big, you know, I'm from Chicago. So big, you know, right-hand man to Michael Jordan. And, but never in a million years did I think I'd get a phone call from Chet, who I believe deserves the credit for bringing educational-based marketing to everyone's top of mind awareness. He deserves it. It's not like he pioneered it long before Chet and Jay were around. We had other marketers that were leveraging it, but he brought it to the forefront via Chapter 4 of The Ultimate Sales Machine. And so he called me to recruit me. And at the end of the day, we decided to go change the world, change the way people market and sell. Because the world's sick and tired of being sold to. It's, you know, they're backed up into the freeze, fight, flight brain. But if you can use information, you don't go to Mammalian where you're doing like weird marketing techniques, using neuro-linguistic patterning to convince someone to do something they shouldn't do. No, you go to the frontal cortex, high level thinking, make someone say, wow, I didn't know that. And then the brain logically goes, well, if I've got new information, I need to make a new decision. And that changes the world. Your marketing, because people feel like they're self-enrolling into your product and service than being sold to. And so they're walking into your world versus being drug in through some kind of technique. So that's been fantastic. It's the one thing that's consistently worked and is still working to this day. Anytime anyone has a problem getting more new clients, boy, we can pretty much throw educational-based marketing at it. Often, B2B, business to business, B2C, business to consumer, B2G, some of the biggest moves I made have been in business to government, all utilizing this strategy. Isn't that amazing?
Now, okay, now let's hold on to it. And if I may, and I know you said I could challenge you with anything, this is really a key question. You know, there are companies that have great content out there, and they find that it makes them look good. They get compliments. I see you doing good stuff. You have good advice, but it's not translating into revenue. How do they go about to turn that into cash, turn that into revenue?
Yeah. Well, they're still tactical, meaning content-based marketing is not educational-based marketing. And here's a distinction I want to share with you. Mm-hmm. If all you do is educate your prospective clients, these are prospects, what happens is that prospect has a relationship with another vendor. They're already doing business with someone. And then you open their mind to go, wow, I didn't know that. And if you don't set the buying criteria in your favor, write that down. Set the buying criteria in your favor. If you're driving down the freeway, please don't write it down. Just make a mental note on it. What's going to happen is your competitor, your prospective client's going to go to your competitor and say, hey, listen, can you do this? And they, you know, they can't, you know, and they're going to say, but can you do this and this and this and that and that? And they're like, yes, yes, yes. And they'll lie. And then they'll just do more business with your competitors. But you want to set a buying criteria. So you may be, you and I are about the same age. So growing up, I'd watch, I'm sure Chicago, so I'm a Chicago Bears fan. And my dad had a rule, said, if I buy, you fly, kid. So if he's paying for the pizza, I had to go hop in the truck and go get the pizza. So if we went deep dish, it'd be Luminati's. Otherwise, we go to Rilio's, classic football pizza. But high quality has been around for 100 years. That's our criteria. But along came a new company. They use this to their benefit. They learn how to set a new buying criteria in an instant, in a short stadium pitch. They said the words, we'll deliver that pizza in 30 minutes or less guaranteed, or it's free. And the new criteria was not a 100-year legacy in pizza come from the old world. This wasn't about high-quality ingredients. This wasn't about the taste. No, they sold horrible pizza. No disrespect to Domino's. And I hope they're not sponsoring your show tonight.
No.
But it was horrible back then. And frankly, they'd admitted it. It was bad. But we bought it because I didn't have to leave the house. And that's all it takes is if you can wedge yourself into someone's mind's eye, that there's a new way to make a decision and it's only logical to do business with you. Now you're going to have a direct response effect from educational-based marketing, not content, which just means you wasted your cycles pushing materials to the world, which is really about you because you're trying to feel significant. Be of service to those you're marketing to. Be an expert, not in your product, not in your service, but the industry from which you serve. And that'll logically help you set a buying criteria in your favor.
Wow. Well, are there some tips that you shared something and you explained it so well, as you always do? Perhaps you could even either share a story or some tips how a company can go, because they're probably the tens of thousands of listeners to the show are probably saying to themselves, you know, this guy's really smart. And you're right for saying that. But then they're saying, okay, maybe Ted can give an example. How can I make that a reality for my business? What are some examples?
Well, Amanda talks about Earthkind all the time because, well, Carrie's amazing and knows her personally now. But back in the day, she was a very small business owner. She was doing, I think, $800,000 a year. I did not know she sold her home to afford our consulting services until we were on a party promoting this book.
Okay.
I did not know that. I don't know if we would have taken her money, like it was honestly, but it changed everything. She went in 12 months to 300,000 because we taught her how to do this appropriately and we took educational-based marketing for B2C consumer sales, and hers was just on end caps at Walgreens. So one, the big lift was to get her into a big retail. So we helped her score through a Dream 100 strategy, target handful. And she didn't do a Dream 100. She did like a Dream 10 and just targeted 10 stores she knew she really wanted to get into. One there at Walgreens. And then she had to use education to get people to want to buy her product, which was this. Her product mitigates rats eating things. Pesky rodents. But what you might not know, rodents eat electric wires all the time. So all these, if you're upstate New York and you have a ranch and a farm, you know, in a barn or in your vehicle, they eat your electric wires all the time. And that's very costly to have to rewire that. Well, she had found that rats have a disdain for the smell of like a
pine.
Like in December, the
pine.
Christmas trees,
pine.
The pine. Yep. Yeah, just the smell, that natural smell that everyone likes. They're like, I love that smell. Well, rodents hate it. So she's got this beautiful potpourri bag of all things. Amazing. And now she's had like 5 million different units sold and throughout the world. But that all started because they said, hey, on a B2C level, if my clients knew what I knew, they'd make a new decision. And I said, great. If they don't know, then we use education-based marketing. Gene McNaughton, shout out to him. He was a consultant that was driving that initiative. And he did a great job helping her roll out what we call a core story, which is an educational-based marketing initiative. So yeah, B2C, B2G, you name it, it becomes a superior access vehicle to grab people's attention. A superior access vehicle might be as if you need to reach a CEO, a high-level a person in a company that you can almost never get a hold of, or in B2G, you need to sell to groups of people at once. Well, if you have a product and service, you're never going to get a CEO or a board to want to listen to what you have to offer. But if you're educating on something they care about, now they'll be there. So you can win them over. And that's just something that it's amazing. Jim had Simon Roofing. Back then, he was at $50 million. He'd grown to 100 million using this, which was educational-based marketing. He did roofs. And so he would approach, I don't know, how many roofs and Walgreens are there in the United States? How many Kmarts? How many Walmarts? How many Costcos? There's a lot. But the problem is they tried to go in at a key account like that, and they would get stuck trying to sell to a facilities manager that only manages that one building. They're never going to be able to afford to pay personally, make a decision to retrofit their roof. That's an executive level decision. So they had to change their whole approach, which was from bottom up. They went from top down. They intentionally shot the moon and went to the C-suite executive, spoke to the CEO, got the CEO to say, this is nice, but I need their insights to know if this is true. Mm-hmm. And we had the CEO forcing the facility managers to get on calls with us to say, hey, if half of what these guys say is true at Simon Roofing, I want to know about it. And we had to talk about things like litigation. Hitchcock, we're taught, think of a salesman at a roofing company is no longer talking about tar and shingles. They're talking about lawsuits and sick building syndrome. They sound way more intelligent than they really are because they had a scripted out piece of information that was factually based that can grab a CEO's attention. That changed their world. That man now, he's not the CEO. I think he said his cousin or his nephew is now running it. And it's doubled in size. It's over 100 million. I don't know how big it's gotten since, but it's been like 3 years since I spoke Incredible. To Jim last.
Incredible. My guest, Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery, and tonight's show is all about scale versus growth. How to double the size of your business in 12 months and be fulfilled. Now, before we go to commercial break, Ted, how could people benefit? How could they see the incredible array of consulting services that you provide?
Well, I think one of the greatest ways is to do it for free at thebusinessbreakthroughcommunity.com. You know, we have wonderful ways to engage with people. And this way, it's a free way to do so. And wonderful people like Yitzhak have been on the show. And I call it inner circle. I don't interview one person at a time. I got 12 entrepreneurs all on the call. So we keep it real. We keep it honest. And we challenge each other to really find breakthroughs in the moment. It's really profound. Check it out. BusinessBreakthroughCommunity.com.
We're going to be back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Tavis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And for everyone, a special shout out, everyone tuned in around the world on the iHeart Radio Network. My guest is none other than Ted Milliner III, the CEO of Training Mastery 3. Yes, full disclosure, Bottom Line Marketing Group has benefited greatly from Ted and his team. Special shout out to Gerald Benjamin, a dear friend, part of Ted's team. And tonight's show is on this key subject, scale versus growth. So you know what? I'm actually going to turn to Ted and say, hey, Ted. And by the way, those that are friendly know that there's an extra connotation there. Hey, Ted, you could just ask him anything. What do you mean by that? Scale versus growth. I got to pick one over the other?
Wow. People are using them interchangeably. They're trying to pretend that scale means growth. And that's fine. Words change meaning all the time. Cool is bad. Bad is cool. It depends on how old you are. Oh, that's so bad. That was a 1989 statement. Bad was cool. So Gen Xers get it. My kids are going to look at me like I'm a weirdo. So scale, I guess, means growth now. But I want to be very specific about this. There's a time and a place where you want to grow. You need growth. And so let's just say I want more new sales. Well, if you want top line revenue, yes. Why? Because they need cash flow. Why? Because they need to reinvest it. Great. Then you may want to go recruit an army of top producing sales superstars and pure commission, make it rain. It does not cost you any money out of pocket, only except when it works. So that's a great strategy to pull for growth. But if you want scalability, there's something different. Scalability is, you know, more strategic in its nature. It's going to allow you to grow a little quicker and faster and easier. It's for example, hiring the sales superstar. If you get an absolute star, they could double the size of your top line revenue in 12 months. But if you build in an infrastructure, a culture around achievers that are world-class, what happens when you run out of your top 1 in a million salespeople? You can't scale it because they're 1 in a million to find. But what if you had a model that could scale because you now focused on building good standard operating procedures around the sales process? And then someone who's a good salesperson, maybe doing half the closing percent or some form of KPI than that freakishly top producer. Now that is scalable because now you can hire good salespeople and now you could have hundreds of salespeople allowing you to scale your company for a nice exit. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck and stagnant somewhere. Probably get stuck at 10 million-ish. maybe 30 if you're a freakishly great organization of top producers, but then they're all siloed out. They all think they're significant. They're all infighting. It's kind of like the old Macintosh building that was fighting with the Lisa building in the early days. Steve Jobs, they wedged them against each other. It didn't seem to work very well for profit margins. That's why they kicked Steve to the curb. So when he came back, he found a way to make Macs profitable.
You touched on hiring great sales talent. So if it's okay, I'm going to hold on to that because Certainly that's the lifeblood of scaling an organization, I would imagine. You know, I mean, there aren't many other secrets to scaling a business. What's your advice? Is there a way that a company could really have a good idea if it's a star or a dud? I'm not knocking anyone, but just, You know, there are few and far really great salespeople out there. How does someone know how to go about that as opposed
to... It's not knocking. Okay. It's a moral obligation. Why would you ask a horse to fly? Are you a god, like powers and create a Pegasus? Like, that's unethical. So then you beat the horse. Why aren't you flying like an eagle? I want to hide. So that's just the same thing you would do with a human being who's not, they don't have their nature to be powerful in the sales role. Well, they know a lot about the industry. Great. So they're knowledgeable. They can't close a barn door, let alone a sale. So then you torture them every single day and have them do something they're not great at. How dare you? What a malicious thing you would do. So care enough about your people to find the right people and put them in a seat where they're expressing their zone of brilliance. And so the characteristics that you're looking for of that person who's most likely to succeed, even if they've never been in sales before, are they deep-seated and rooted in compassion? Compassion, a deep, sincere interest in helping these people succeed. Yes, those that care more sell more. If they care more, they sell more. Because at the end of the day, people will smell what I call commission breath. If they don't care and they're in it just for the money, they're going to smell it a mile away. And that relationship will fall apart. So when you're working within a group, an organization, in some way, shape, or form, you get each other's back because maybe our religious affiliation, you want to be a man of virtues, not a man of convenience. That commission breath will ruin that relationship and everyone else will out them real quick. Don't recruit those people. But you don't want to just recruit people with compassion because that's what I did originally. Everyone said, Ted, you're so nice. And I was the top producer. And I go, okay, well, I guess what's making me a top producer is nice. So I hired all these nice people. And so I'm making it ring the bell and they're all nice, but they ain't ringing anything. So it wasn't just compassion. There was another C at play, which was confidence. Because in sales is often nothing but a transmission of confidence from one individual to the next. And so if they don't have enough confidence in themselves, they're never going to have the confidence, the ability to express certainty around your product and service. Because certainty is the delta in business negotiations. The one with the most certainty is going to win every negotiation. So you don't have a salesperson that has a high degree of confidence and high compassion. That person's set up for success in sales. You want to have a pre-screening methodology to filter out those two C's fast. Otherwise, you're set up for failure in that arena.
Now, Ted, I've heard you say this sounds crazy, but I'm just going to challenge you on it. A company can actually go out and get superstar salespeople without paying them? I mean, well, like, obviously, they need to be compensated. Obviously, hello. But I'm saying just purely on commission, how does that work?
Well, it's all about, is your company looking for profit optimization or growth? So if you're looking for scale, you probably don't want to hire top producers. You want to have a great sales process and mediocre sales talent, so you'd have to overpay them. Like, what's the greatest gig in the world and the East Coast out there? Probably pharmaceutical sales is like a quintessential role. And average, I mean, they all those that crush it, making 150. There's a rare few single percentile that might do $250,000, but they change their comp plans and they dangle a carrot and they constantly are adjusting comp plans to never pay over that. So they can keep their profits. It's profit driven. But if you're willing to say, I need the growth, I need to find a way to grow fast. Fast growth would be north of 20 or 25% rate of growth a year. They can then say, well, I'm willing to pay more than a measly base salary plus commissions, they'll say, well, I'll give them a piece of that win and make even more. So let's say instead of 150 grand, they're willing to put up $200,000. And so, but that's a bigger risk they take. So when you're the one taking the risk, you want to mitigate that. And you might just say, okay, but the way I'm going to pay you is like a partner. So that means I'm going to have to treat like one. And that means I'm only going to pay you on pure commission. Because if I pay you salary, it's going to mitigate your earning potential. And I won't be able to get the best talent by paying you less. And then you're going to be able to find those that are going to like, fine, I've been in sales 25 years. I got tons of money in the bank. I'm good. I don't need your stipend. I'm only here because your ad said you could make $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million. But most people don't do this. I want to be clear. You're asking about recruiting top producers. Most are looking for getting more of the same. Look at your ad. And if did your ad say the dollar figure your average person's making now or your top producer's making now, you're not shooting for the moon. You're not looking for the best. You're not like, you're not trying to recruit Chad Holmes or Tony Robbins or a Ted Miller. You're just trying to recruit the guy that's already on your team now, Bob Jones. And you're trying to get another Bob Jones Jr. So know what you want and aim for it. And if you're shooting for the moon, you better aim high.
Incredible. We're speaking with Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery 3. Now, Ted, before we go to commercial break, how could people find out more about your incredible services?
Well, we've got lots of ways to help people even further. TedMiller3.com is a logical way. They can always go in there. And because they're on your show and my affiliation with working with you in the past, there is a Talk with Ted feature on TedMiller3.com. Go smash that little button. Happy to have a chat.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24-6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
And we're back. Mind your business with Lisa Tapless right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful IR radio network. Who's my guest tonight? Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery 3. Full disclosure, Bottom Line Marketing Group has benefited greatly from him and his team. A special thank you. And it's been a while. I've been saying to my team, hey, we got to get Ted onto the show. And guess what? This week we made it happen. And what is the topic? scale versus growth. In the past segments, of just right before the break, we spoke about that. Could you have both? Could you have your cake and eat it too? He spoke about that. In case you missed it, where were you? No, okay. We're not going to beat you up for that. But on the YouTube, on our popular YouTube channel, it's going to go up. This one's going to get a lot of comments. And if you disagree with Ted, put it into the comment section. Who knows? He may even just fight back with you. He loves it. You got to see, by the way, you got to watch, whoever's listening to this, you got to watch YouTube. There's a lot going on here. And his props in the background. Scale versus growth with Ted Miller III, a Training Mastery 3. You know what? He spoke about interacting with some of the greats, the great marketing geniuses, the great entrepreneurial minds out there. And I'm going to rattle off three: Jay Abraham, Chet Holmes, Tony Robbins. Can you spend a couple of minutes talking about those three and your interaction with them and kind of like, well, how you've marveled, what you learned from them?
Oh, well, what I learned. I mean, that's pretty
I know,
pretty
we're not
going
to have enough time on the show today.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I already shared with Jay Abraham. Now, that really helped, you know, targeting better buyers. That was fantastic. No brainer there. Best thing I ever learned, hands down, education-based marketing we alluded to. But I also had a personal intervention with Tony Robbins at his cornerstone event, not his cornerstone event, his premium event. It's like $10,000 to do Date with Destiny. And I don't know if he's going to continue doing those or not as at his age and with his new baby. But when I did that, that was a personal intervention because you see, I'd had my head down. I was focused on my business. I want to be clear. I always said God, family, and then business. Now, I'm not projecting my beliefs onto you. It's just the way I operate. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say it, but then I stopped doing it. You see, I got growing and I started having the greats tell me I was the greatest. And I started, you know, feeling a little bit of this false pride. I started getting a little, you know, cocky about the thing, right? And my lady, she's like me. She's from nothing. You know, we didn't have a lot of money. So she's highly money motivated. So I just started making her a bunch of money thinking that would make her happy. And we're at this event and Tony Robbins goes, raise your hand if you think of an exit strategy out of your marriage because you're that frustrated. And two rows in front of me, seven seats to the right, my wife raised her hand.
Uh-oh.
It got real. And it was the intervention we needed. This is over, it's 12 years ago now. I'm so grateful for it. He cared, even though my wife and I were driving the more profitable divisions within our partnership, he genuinely recognized that that's what we needed. And it allowed us for me to start acting in alignment to my virtues and get back to that. And ironically, that's what helps you grow. If you're stuck and stagnant, well, chances are you're ignoring one of your core values, one of your virtues that's important to you. And, you know, I went from her calling me a workaholic to, well, hey, how do we do that? And one thing I learned, everyone's talking about balance. Balance is crazy. If you want to master a thing, you don't balance it. I don't balance my time with my wife, with my time with my kids, and what time with my business and time on my hobbies. That would be crazy. That means you would be mediocre. I respond appropriately to what's needed in the moment, but I do it at a mastery level. So in that case, the best thing I ever learned from Tony, you would think it's business because we pioneered business mastery, but it wasn't. It was a personal intervention and how to make sure I'm congruent with my value systems. Isn't that great? What a great guy.
You spoke about earlier in the show, the interaction and what you gave credit for education-based marketing to Chet. Perhaps you could even share your interaction. Did he, you know, how did he frame you in terms of a salesperson? What are some other tips that you saw in him or that he pushed you beyond your limits?
Well, a great story I think to be worth sharing that no one ever gets to hear because my late partner Chet Holmes passed away 10 years ago. So I'm going to tell it for him. One of the coolest things I've seen him do is he knew he wanted to partner with Tony Robbins. I didn't care about that. I was like, yeah, whatever. I just care about growing the business. And he was like, nope, we're going to partner with Tony Robbins. And so he had not seen Tony in a while. And this is the best move I've seen him do. We're at a speaking engagement. It was Rocky, Sylvester Stallone went on stage. So Chet spoke, I think he got off stage. Sylvester came on and Tony was up next. And Chet went to the green room to talk with Tony. And Tony's people are like, okay, you guys got 2 minutes. 2 minutes though. Like, and they were like being all militant about the time.
Right.
And he sat down and he goes, all right, what's the outcome of why we're meeting here? And Chet pulls out a piece of paper. He goes, you know what? Just read this. He goes, no, you could just tell me. And you know, Tony's just trying to go a mile a minute and this and that and energy. And Chet said, no, I think you're going to want to read this. You know the author. And he passes him the piece of paper. The paper is Tony writing a letter to Chet Holmes when he tried to recruit him to run his company. Chet didn't want to be an employed CEO. He wanted to be his strategic partner. So he said no to the job, but he kept the letter. And the whole letter is about how great Chet is. That's so amazing. What a great move. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you let someone else use their own words, they're sold. That was it. Years later, we signed that contract. It takes a while to do a partnership at that level. So, but yeah, that was 3 years before we ended up signing that agreement. That was the best thing I ever saw Chet do. And he never shared that with anyone. I think he felt maybe that'd be just a little too braggadocious. But that was a gangster move. That was great.
Gangster
move. Oh, that's fantastic. If you want to win someone over, you use their own language and the reasoning. And, you know, but people would think, sometimes strategic partnerships means instant windfalls. It didn't. We had we were doing Sirius satellite radio campaigns like crazy. And the reason we went there was that's where arbitrage was, meaning you run a marketing firm. So this is an old hat for you, but at any given time, all we're doing is paying to acquire someone's attention. Right. And that client acquisition cost changes based on the media you're at. And when a new media props up, you can get arbitrage, meaning it's just cheaper for you to run ads there. So, you know, this was a new environment, so we ran it there. It was before they merged, and it was only Sirius Satellite Radio. And we had our ads that were working, and we thought, we were convinced the day we signed our contract with Tony, if all we did was take Tony's voice and put it on the ad, it would just blow up. No, not a thing. No disrespect to Tony, but people didn't know Tony as an entrepreneur. They know him as a guy helping someone on a couch that someday is going to grow up and make something of themselves, and he's Mr. Motivator. So they were confused, like, why is Mr. Motivator here talking about growing companies? Our response was identical, regardless of the voice that was being played. I banked so much that we were going to double and triple, and we didn't. And so sometimes you've got to get honest about your marketing initiative, saying, okay, strategic partnership's one thing, but what I learned was that was too much about us. We were too busy trying to talk about our brand and our partnership. And as soon as we got that big hit, it allowed me to wake up and realize this is really about our audience. This is about them being the hero, not the hero I partner with, but the hero we're empowering in you, the entrepreneur, the person who rolled the dice, you know, borrowed money from Aunt Susie's 401k plan and doubled down on their business and took a big risk and asked all their friends and their circles to give them money to roll into this company. And we want to honor them and support the small business owners. So small, typically in the United States, based on the industry, is, you know, under a couple hundred employees, under 100 or 125 million. That's the typical plateau where you usually get VCs and do an exit or a buyout. And so that's what we do, is help people race from zero to 100 million as fast as possible. Those strategic partners, I learned a lot from them. Thanks for having me dig up a story. I haven't told that story in, like, I don't know if I've ever said it publicly. I last time I told it, I told his daughter. That was it.
Ted Miller III. Oh, man. Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery 3. And tonight's show, Scale versus Growth. What a key, critical subject. We're going to take a short commercial break. Before I go, Ted, how could people find out more about your great services?
Oh, TedMiller3.com. Yeah, you go to my website or TedMiller3 on every pretty handle on, you know, that's out there. Yeah. That's how you're going to find me. I'm on all the platforms, and I'm very willing to engage. So find me, and I'll see you there.
And I could back that up. That is true. That is true. We benefited from him. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free.
with 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery. PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Xaftis right here on 710 WOR for the home stretch of tonight's incredible episode. This, by the way, will be up in short order on our very popular YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Tonight's show with Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery 3, will be up. And what's tonight's subject? A key subject for anyone in business, scale versus growth. And we discussed that. Could you have both? Yeah, I guess to some degree you could, yeah?
Yeah.
But you definitely, what Ted has been challenging us in tonight's show is, don't be afraid to make decisions. And sometimes you need to make hard decisions. And he talked about how Jay Abraham was a friend, but pushed him away. And that actually sent him soaring. So Jay was doing the right thing for him. At the time, I'm sure Ted wasn't too happy about it, but then he pushed him to Chet.
So happy about it. I've met Chet Holmes. It's the best thing ever happened.
But that's post-facto. You don't necessarily realize it in the moment, but that's how life works. And also, He shared out, success takes time. Success takes time. But this, I mean, with Ted, we can go in 1,000 different directions, and we only have around 8 minutes left to the show. We're going to go right in. Ted Miller has, through Training Mastery 3, something called the TM3 Ascension Sales Process. How to shorten the sales cycle and get your biggest ticket offers. How does that work?
Well, now you're talking about the opposite of what you said with success takes time. This is collapsing time. This is how you get success fast and quick, which is, how fast can you offer the best thing that you have to offer to the world, to your ideal prospective clients? Now, I've seen a trend, which was, great, let's lead with our biggest, best offer, high ticket closers. And now you got salespeople on the phone trying to do for example, BLMG.
Right.
Average. If someone works with you at the end of the day, how much do they end up paying to get that kind of, just give me a ballpark.
Right, so let's say a particular project is a $25,000 project.
Hi, nice to meet you. Do you got 25 grand? I don't want to sound rude about it, but that's kind of how the sales cycle goes. And you put a bunch of things in the middle, but that's what it's like. Whoa, slow up. Right. They might not know you, like you, and trust you enough to want to spend 25 grand. Right. And that one sales call might not be enough. So if you can find a way to engage with them and use AI, now you might be using artificial intelligence in your marketing to grab their attention, but AI I'm talking about is authentic interactions. Mm. that authentic interactions allow you to connect with people in short order. You came into my world and you did a small workshop. It was $250, 2.5 hours. But in that short period of time, we were able to get some really heavy lifting work done. And what I want to share with you is invert your approach. Don't go from, hey, I got a $10 thing. Hey, let's offer something to hundreds and hundreds to thousands, thousands to 10,000s. That's an ascension model. What I'm suggesting is find a way to where you can have an AI, an authentic interaction. And then once they've seen what you're made of, right? They got the essence of what your organization, the values you guys stand for, then you must use through your moral obligation is to share the best way you can serve them. And you give them the best. And they might look at that and go, okay, great. So the best might not be 25. That sounds like an average one. What's the most anyone's ever spent with BLMG?
Now, on a particular project or overall? I mean, I'm saying.
Well, but what's the most ever?
Let's say $250,000.
Then I would say $250,000. Then you would start with, well, the best thing we could offer is this, if that's genuinely the best thing. And then you share the $250,000. And then you share the $100,000 solution or the $25,000 solution. Then you offer the $5,000 solution to get started. Mm-hmm. $100,000, you know, $25,000, $5,000. And what you've done is allowed them to get started where they're most comfortable, because you can't dictate and control where people are at. You meet them where they're at and help them get closer to where they want to be. But you must start with the best thing they have to offer. In 2023, if you're wasting your cycles trying to convince people to just buy the next thing, you're going to lose out because there's too much noise in the market. The second you can have a nice AI, authentic interaction, offer the best thing you have to offer, it collapses times and allows people to make decisions. And some people, billion-dollar entrepreneur, he was the largest home development firm on the planet. He, on that workshop, said, Ted, I need more help than what you offered. I go, well, I was talking about my 5K program, but I mentioned the consulting at 36K a month. We could do that. He goes, no, Ted, I heard you say the 36K a month. I need a lot more than that. And I was like, oh, okay, you build homes, right? He goes, yeah, I may be the largest home development firm on the planet. He spent $1 million in that year. So if you offer it from top down, you may be surprised when you meet the billionaire who's going to spend $1 million. But if I would try to go up and only sold the 5K, that guy would have hung up the phone and said, there's nothing we do to serve them. Did that make sense? Offer the best thing you have. Stop worrying about money as if they don't have enough. The universe, there's an abundance of money in the world. Resources are not a problem. It's the lack of resourcefulness and humanity that's holding them back. Don't limit your perspective of what they could do. Offer the best. They'll make a choice that's in their best interest. Otherwise, you're getting in the way. Best advice I have for shortening your sales cycle is offer the best you have to offer after a nice AI.
What an incredible concept. What an incredible approach. My next question is... Sorry, because it doesn't really stack up to what you just spoke about, but it is a key question, so I'm just going to ask, how do people sell, just kind of as we approach the close, how do people sell, and you know, there's still people out there that are selling virtually, using Zoom, using Teams. Are there any tricks you could share on that as opposed to pressing the flush?
Yeah, well, I mean, they reach out to me at tedmiller3.com. I can maybe get them an early edition of my manuscript I've written on workshops that sell. I just happen to be the top webinar conversion strategist on the planet through tools like Teams and Zooms. It's just something I've figured out over 20 years. And again, I think everyone tries to hold their proprietary insights to their $100,000 offer. In your example, 100,000, 25K, 5K example for your business, they want to hold it and save it. And I'm like, no, you want to give that for free to next to free. Now I charge people to be in my world. I don't do webinars for free. I do workshops that people pay to attend because they're that valuable. But $250 is not breaking the bank for any serious entrepreneur. Of course. They've wasted a lot more than that on marketing methods that never worked. So it's a low barrier of entry. I lower the amount of time and money to get them to come into our world. But you add profound value. And anyhow, that's, I'd say, you know, one of the big secrets is put your best foot forward. Soon as they pay to come in my world, I give them the best of what I have right out of the gate. Everyone goes, now I know what that person and this industry, this company in this industry is capable of. Because since we started, there was no such thing as a business coach. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is now a business coach walking down the street in New York. Every third one. So you've got to differentiate yourself and you've got to show it. You've got to express it. Your brand, you know, people think of your brand based on the emotions they had when they interacted. They had an experience with your brand. That's what they'll remember. They won't remember what you did for them. They're going to remember how you made them feel in that experience. So find a way to make them feel great or whatever it is you're shooting for. For me, sometimes I don't make people feel great. Sometimes I'm giving them the truth and they appreciate it because they needed to hear it. Whatever your brand's for, I'm for mastery. So sometimes you got to forge someone and fire and beat them to become stronger. I like that folding that knife, and that knife could be super sharp. So that's what I'm committed to doing, is helping sharp entrepreneurs literally improve their skills, marketing, sales, management, whatever it is they need to lead, manage, motivate, create positive change in an organization. We want to create masters because your company is a direct reflection of you and your skills.
What an incredible show. Ted Miller III, CEO of Training Mastery 3. By the way, before I let you go, how could people find out more about your great services?
Well, you know, TedMiller3.com is the most logical way. And yet the BusinessBreakthroughCommunity.com is the least expensive way because it is free, unless you want to be in the inner circle, to participate in that. So go to BusinessBreakthroughCommunity.com, check it out, and I'll see you on the show soon.
Special thank you to Ted Miller III for an incredible show. Tonight's show, Scale Versus Growth. It will be up in short order. Of course, it will be on Spotify and Apple and all that. But the YouTube episode where you get to see all of Ted Miller's antics and what he switched his drink here. It went from coffee to, what are you drinking there now?
It's water. I got this thing called Bud Water. It's not coffee, but it's something that's supposed to be healthy for you. And there's something else. Ground up something. It's like a tea. I got three different drinks going.
What an incredible show. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.